Saturday, December 18th, 2010.
Welcome to the Bears Blog. Oh, Saturday show. You are listening to the Bears Blog Saturday show. When you need to get your Bears fixed, there's only one place you can go. The Bears Blog, oh, Saturday show.
It was cold in that stadium on Sunday. It was really effing cold. The Bears Blog Saturday show, taking you for a slow ride with Blog Hat. Okay, here's my pet peeve of the week. And I don't know why it happens or why it exists, but it's my pet peeve of the week, and I'm going to talk about it a little bit today. I live in New York City. When the Jets and Giants lose in New York, and the radio hosts go on the air and badmouth the teams, for the next several hours, fans of those two teams will call the station and defend the football team. Say you're overreacting, they're not as bad as that, they're going to rebound next week, I really like what they did on special teams, they control the line of scrimmage, blah, blah, blah. They make arguments for the team. My question is this, why doesn't that happen in Chicago? Because for the day and a half I stayed in Chicago after that unmitigated disaster on Sunday, all anybody wanted to tell me was, see, I told you, they're not any good. They've won 9 games. 9. They're not any good. They're not going to beat Philadelphia in the playoffs. They've already beaten Philadelphia. But no, they're not going to beat Philadelphia. They're not as good as Philadelphia. They're not as good as anybody. They stink. They shouldn't even go to the playoffs. I'm not even exaggerating. That is the kind of crap I was hearing for a day and a half in Chicago. And I got to the point when I was wondering, why do you people even watch the games anymore? If you don't want the team to succeed, if all you want is for yourself to be right and for them to stink, why watch the games? Why don't you take Sunday and do something else? Why would you even bother with going to a game or watching it on TV if you want the team you supposedly like to lose? It doesn't make any sense. It's insane. And then you tell people like me who actually care if the team wins or lose, who actually put emotional investment into the game. You tell me, see, I told you so? What are you, insane? Be a fan of the team. Root for the team. Care if the team wins or lose. If you don't, then stop listening to this show, stop reading the sites, stop commenting, stop going, and stop infesting the real fans with your plague. The plague of apathy. I thought I'd play some soothing piano just to calm myself down. I know I got a little carried away there, maybe. The plague of apathy feels like a bit a hoity-toity phrase to be used to describe football fans, but it's Christmas time, and I thought this kind of music would be nice. You know, the Bears are going to end up in the playoffs this year. We all wanted that. I mean, when I think about it, I get kind of excited thinking about that kind of week off and preparing, and no matter who we play, thinking we're going to beat that team, and there's that dream and hope of going to the Super Bowl, and you know, it's been a couple of years since I really believed that this time of year we were going to be in the postseason, and this is a nice feeling. So I'm going to let my anger subside here. And when this soothing piano melody is over, I'll give you my preview of the upcoming Bears and Vikings game, which will hopefully be played somewhere in the continental United States. And now a musical preview of Bears versus Vikings, complete with a pick. You gotta beat Joel, 'cause his name's Joel, and he's terrible at quarterbacking. You gotta
gotta beat your way if you really wanna be the champ of the NFC North. I don't care if the game's played in Indianapolis or at Annapolis or in Acropolis. You gotta beat Joe Webb, cause I don't even know what college Joe Webb went to. Did he even go to a college? Or did he do one of those walk-on things like Mark Wahlberg did in that movie about the Eagles? You gotta beat Joe Webb, cause Joe Webb stinks. Well, at least I think he stinks. I gotta be honest, I've never seen Joe Webb play football before. Not even on a street corner or nothing like that. But he's Joe Webb nevertheless. And Joe Webb, you'll never guess. He stinks, but he does. Boy, oh boy, does Joe Webb stink. Bears 34-13.
Bears Blog Picks Contest. It's been a lot of fun this year, and we've got 3 weeks left to go. Okay, here are the fan standings. Viva has 7, a 2-spot lead over JM Cyclone with 5, and a 3-spot lead over FQD 1911 with 4. 3 weeks to go, remember, so Viva looks like that $100 gift certificate from fanshop.chicagoshopping.com. Looks like it's going to be Viva's. Albert in Tucson has 3. And then we have a little pile up at 2. Z, Augie, Irish Sweetness, Ender Wiggin, Toby John, Ufficio, and Fresno. I'm going to take the top 5 at the end of the season and enter them into the fantasy playoffs. And the winner of the fantasy playoffs, should it not be myself or either of my brothers, I will get a monthly column on thebearsblog.com for the offseason. The guys with 1, Super Bowl or Bust, Crown, Norwegian Bear, Canada Bear, Murph, Reprisal, SC Dave Dew, Who Is Willie Galt, Track, Michael L., DocNinty34, Jokey, and Nagurski all still have a shot to get into that top 5. Just have to turn it up here down the stretch. As for my brothers and I still have a lead. 22-16 and 1. Not bad. I like to be 5 or 6 over, and I'm 6 over right now. Chris and John in a deadlock tie, 20-17 and 2. As we pick week 15 in the NFL. Week 15. My God. As Mike Francesa would say, in the league where they play. For pay. Picking and we're picking and we're picking all night, gonna. Hey, picking and we're picking all night, gonna. Picking, picking and we're picking all night, and we're gonna pick it, gonna pick it all night, gonna pick it all night, gonna pick it all night, alright. We're gonna make the picks. So, John, Jeff, and Chris gonna make the picks. Sometimes the boy's going 3-0. Sometimes the boy's going to dose and no. Most of the time we'll be mediocre. John had some cockamamie excuses why he couldn't do the picks this week. But we all know the truth. When your football team goes into the tank, as the New York Jets have done, you just don't want to talk about football. You don't want to think about football. You get very frustrated. John's taking the Saints and the Falcons this week, but also taking those New York Jets, which could only be what it is, the last act of a desperate fan. And here comes Chris.
Week 15 of the NFL season. 2 games back. 3 weeks to go. No more fooling around. Here are the picks. Colts minus 4.5 against the Jaguars. Falcons minus 6 against the Seahawks. And take the Bears minus 3.5 against the Vikings. End of story.
And now the only picks that matter!
Day we swear down on the street.
Okay. Since we got the Bears at 3.5 on Thursday, that's where we're setting the lines. You got it at 3.5. It's already up to 6. It's going to be 7 by game time, if not higher. So Bears minus 3.5 is my first pick. It's just, it's a game that the Bears are going to want to win, and I don't see any reason why the Vikings are going to try. With Joe Webb at quarterback, he's never played in cold weather before. That's my first one, 3.5. I'm going to take this next game because it's fun for me now. I'm going to take the Redskins plus 6 in Dallas because of Rex Grossman. Because now I'm going to watch that game and root for him. I have no doubt in my mind that the Redskins are going to get blown out of this game. But Rex Grossman is going to be fired up for this game. So Sexy Rexy plus 6 in Dallas. And my last one, and this is because this is another one I'm just having fun with. Raiders minus 6.5 against the Broncos. Tim Tebow has been taking a lot of snaps this week. If Tim Tebow plays 3 downs at quarterback and attempts to throw 3 passes, that is a guaranteed 21 points the other way for the Raiders. Guaranteed. He will be the worst throwing quarterback in the history of the National Football League if he plays quarterback. So I'll take the Raiders minus 6.5, Bears minus 3.5, and Sexy Rexy plus 6. And those are your picks. 6, the picks, add a couple chicks, and show them your dicks. The Reverend's rant often contains foul language and is not meant for children or the people of Qatar, a country that not only promotes slavery, but likes to rape cripples. It's the Reverend's rant. It's the Reverend's rant. It's the Reverend's rant.
Now, I'm not here to rehash Sunday. The fact that our offense sucked, the fact that Splenda managed to throw another couple picks without the assistance of Sugar, the fact our offensive line isn't qualified to be fucking crossing guards at my fucking grade school, or the fact that for the second straight week our defense pulled the U.S. men's national team and forgot that you have to play in the first fucking half. Shit, even our fucking coverage units fucking sucked. So let's just say it, get out of the way. Fuck you, Bears. Because we have bigger problems than that eyeball rape of a football game. And make no mistake, this isn't any of Jeff's bullshit look on the bright side of life, how this is out of conference game, the Pats are so good. No, I say we have bigger fucking problems because we do. Because I've had to sit here for the last fucking month watching this win streak make everyone lose their fucking minds. I had to read articles about how good Jerry Angelo is at late round draft gems. And insulting articles saying it's too early to start talking about extending Lovie's contract when no one was fucking talking about extending Lovie's contract. But what's worse, people then started talking about fucking extending Lovie's contract. What the fuck happened to you people? Remember the end of last season? Remember the beginning of this one? Lovie was facing the fucking firing squad. And it wasn't playoffs or you're fired. It was go fucking deep in the playoffs or you're fired. But somewhere in the last month, everyone seems to have forgotten this shit. Apparently, all it takes is one great defensive effort against offensive powerhouse Tyler Thigpen and one perfectly played, joy-to-behold performance against the Eagles for every fan to forget that. Have we set the bar so low? Is this all it takes for us to forgive? This isn't a 3-year-old potty trainee who deserves cheers because he didn't shit his pants today. Think back. The Dolphins suck. We've always matched up great against Vic, and 1.5 great performances do not a contract extension make. Everyone needs to fucking remember that we lost that fucking game to the Lions in week one. We fucking lost to Seahawks and Redskins in humiliating fashion, and those wins against the Bills and the Lions deuce were not exactly confidence-inspiring. Because the house literally came down on Minnesota and the Packers lost 43 starters this year, we're going to roll the playoffs 10-6 and get slaughtered in the first round and be fucking doomed to another few years on Lovie's lithium train. What the fuck am I supposed to do? I love the Bears. I want to go to the playoffs. And I desperately wish we got an Eagles game performance more than once every 2 years. You know, I think Marinelli has, astoundingly enough, put together a pretty good D. And I know you can't go changing Splenda's offensive coordinator for the third straight year. But fuck. All this means is that the Bears and I are fucked. Short-term fucked, long-term fucked. And the fact that no one else is acknowledging that pisses me off. Way more than that goddamn Pats game. But you know what? Speaking of that game, I'd like to give one last very special fuck you to Jeff and Noah. The second they told me they were going, I knew this was going to be a shit show. That's the third game those fuckers have gone together without me, and the other two was in 06 when Rex decided that Jason Taylor should be his go-to touchdown receiver, and this year's Giants game when they made Splenda a sugar-free pinata. This time they even dragged poor Shady into their lousy karma. So fuck you guys, sit separately next time, and god damn it, everyone needs to slow down with this lovey bullshit.
It's the Reverend's Rant. It's the Reverend's Rant. It's the Reverend's Rant.
That's it for this week's show. A quick one for you. We're going to send you off with a new Christmas song by the band Sacred Country out of North Jersey called Hard White Snow. It's a pretty good number. I hope you enjoy it. If you drink while enjoying the games this week, do not drive, jerks. Here it is, Hard White Snow by Sacred Country. I'm still waiting for that hard white snow.
No.